Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotem Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum and Abner received a telegram stating that a man from the Treasury Department would arrive in town today in connection with some citation. The details were contained in another telegram, which messenger boy Grandpappy Spears failed to deliver. And so, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Chop'em Down store and library, fearfully awaiting the government man.
Hey, Dolby, if that Mr. Parkin is going to arrest us, Mom, I wish he'd hurry up and get here and do it. This waiting around is making a nervous wretch out of me.
Yeah, me too. I wish I knowed what it was that I done wrong on our income tax.
Well, we don't even know for sure if that's what we're being arrested for, do we?
Well, it must be. He's from the Treasury Department, ain't he?
Yeah, yeah.
If Grandpap hadn't mislaid that other telegram, we'd know exactly what we'd been dragged into court for.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Lum. Read that telegram that we did get over again. I want to hear that.
We've read it 1,000 or 100 times, Abner.
Yeah, I know it. Just read it again. Well, see, we might understand it this time.
Well, I know it by heart.
Well, what does it say? It
says, we'll arrive in Pine Ridge tomorrow for your citation as explained in previous telegram.
Oh.
And it's signed by Lloyd Partain. Some Treasury feller.
Well, are you sure, Lum, that citation means getting me arrested?
Well, you seen me look it up in the dictionary yourself.
Yeah, reckon they're right about it?
Well, of course you're right. Said something about an official summons to appear before a tribunal or a court.
Oh, my goodness. My doggies, I'm just glad little Pearl's out of town, so she won't have to see her poor old papa being disgraced this way.
Grannies, if we just knowed what it was in that other telegram. Or wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Huh?
What's the matter with us, anyway? Dick Huddleston would know what was in that other telegram.
He would.
Why, sure. He has to type them things down before Grandpap can deliver them.
I don't get that right in here.
Let me get to that phone.
Yeah, call him up, Lum. So that we'll at least know what we're getting arrested for. Then maybe we can sit down and figure some way to get out of it.
Well, I know it's about income tax. That new withholding stuff.
Yeah, just about.
Must have figured it wrong somewhere. Hello? Who is it?
I told him he never knowed about it.
Oh, well, this is Lum, Grandpap.
Get us both in the penitentiary.
I want to talk to Dick. He's what? Oh, my goodness. Well, tell him this is important. Yeah.
Is Grandpap going to get him, Lum?
Yeah, you know what Dick's doing?
Huh?
He's talking to that Mr. Partain.
Partain? I don't know. Is he in town already?
Must be.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, me.
Maybe Dick's trying to talk him out of arresting us. Wait a minute. Hello?
Me a sledgehammer, start cracking, beating them off.
Too busy, huh? Well, listen, Grandpap, maybe you can help us. See if you can find a copy of that telegram you forgot to deliver to us the other night.
I'm gonna do it. I want to bust them out.
Yeah, the one that got destroyed.
Doggy, this must be awful serious if Dick's a bit at that Mr. Partain. He can't even talk to us.
Yeah, I just hope Dick can do us some good.
Well, he ought to.
Hope he puts in some good licks for us.
Me too. Well, he will, I believe. He knows that we wouldn't have did whatever we done on a purpose. Dick knows us better than him.
Yeah, and he knows we always try to be honest and everything. Hello? Huh? Well, did you look good?
Just wonder how many years we'll get.
Well, listen, then. Ask Dick where it would be. He might know. Huh? Oh, where'd they go? They said what? Oh, my goodness. Well, all right, Grandpap. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Lum? Oh, what'd they do?
Dick and that Mr. Partain just left over there.
Well, good. Left, huh?
Yeah, they was going down to the flagpole, he said.
Flagpole?
Yeah, and they told Grandpap to tell us just to wait here in the store till they call for us.
Doggy, that don't sound very good, you know what?
Well, it ain't good, neither. Abner, go up and peek out the front window and see if you can see him standing around the flagpole.
Yeah. Doggy, that seems sort of silly, though. Don't reckon they're going to hang us to that flagpole, do you?
Oh, my goodness, I never thought about that. No, surely they wouldn't go that far without a trial anyway, I don't think. Maybe they just want to...
Well, I'm part of our land face. Lum, come here.
What's the matter?
Come here and look out the window here. Doggy, somebody's built a little platform in front of the pool there, and there's a crowd of people gathered around it.
Well, I'll swan to goodness.
I reckon what that platform for?
Greenies, I don't know.
They might put the rope around us and then kick us off the platforms about what they're
going
to do.
Don't talk that way, Abner.
Well, there's some reason for it, Long.
Maybe they're just going to hold a public trial for us right out in the road there.
Oh, my goodness.
When, like, they're going to make examples out of us. Horrible examples. That's what they're going to do. I know it. Feel it.
Doggies, love, I just don't believe I can go out there and be an example in front of all them folks. How'd they all find out about this anyway?
Well, Dick must have told them.
Dick Huddleston?
Well, he must have spread the word around. He's the only one that knows about it.
Yeah, that's right, Angel. And here I thought he was our friend. That snake in the weeds. That's
our friend. Wait a minute, Abner. He can't hardly go again a big giverment feller like this Mr. Partain.
And if I'd have my druthers, I'd rather that Partain feller stay in Washington. That's what I'd rather. He ain't got no business coming down here arresting us anyway.
Abner, he's on official business. You can't blame him neither.
I'll blame him.
Carrying out orders.
Well, he don't have to do it. He could quit his job. He don't have to arrest me.
If we win again the law, I grannies, we got it coming to us.
We have.
Wait a minute. There comes Cedric out there. Maybe he'll know what this is all about.
Well, he ought to know something. He's always hanging around wherever there's anything going on.
Yeah, I know it.
Wonderful world.
I don't know what's wonderful about it, Cedric.
Well, Mr. Dick says I'm supposed to bring you fellas down to that platform now.
Uh-oh. There it is.
Yeah, that's it, all right. Cedric, do you know exactly what this is all about?
Yeah, what have you heard, Cedric?
Well, I don't know. I ain't heard nothing. All I know is I'm supposed to bring you fellas down there. And then that Givermint feller, forgot his name now, he's got something to say to you.
Yeah, well, we figured that much out ourselves. Has he got any handcuffs with him, Cedric?
I don't know. I never seen none.
You never, huh?
Come on.
Well, he'll have to have them if he's going to hold me. I'll tell him that right now. I'll run. That's what
Abner, now, he might shoot you. Might have to shoot you.
I don't care. He can shoot. I'm going down to the river there and hiding that chain break. That's where I'm going. I won't be ready.
Well, all I know is he wants you all to come down there. Come on, you better hurry up, too. They're waiting for you.
Doggies. Well, I reckon we better go on, Lum.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead. I'm coming.
Well, come on now. Don't you sneak back there and run off.
I ain't. Go ahead.
Reckon we ought to lock up the store?
No, they're more than likely to let us come back and lock it up and get our things and all.
Yeah, I reckon we will. Hey, doggies. Look there, Lum. Look at that crowd gathered around down there.
Yeah, this is humiliating this one day of my whole life.
Yeah, me too.
Might have did it private without having a whole crowd down there to watch it.
Why, sure, if he wanted to...
We're
walking as fast as we can, Cedric. I ain't no rush to get there.
Me neither.
I'm going to run to get sent to the penitentiary. I know that. He ain't got time to wait. He can go on back to Washington. I don't care.
Now, listen, Abner, whatever it was we done wrong, just recollect we never meant to do it. Tell him that.
Yeah.
Or maybe you better let me do the talking. If he asks you anything, just say you don't know nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'll tell him, Mr.
And that won't be far from right, neither.
No, I wouldn't know what to say, no way. I ain't never been arrested and sent to the penitentiary before. I don't know what you say.
I wonder if I've done the wrong thing in going around trying to explain this new withholding the income tax thing to folks.
I told you you weren't to do it, Lum, till you learned more about it. I
just
told you
trying that. To get that one idea across to them.
One idea?
This new pay-as-you-go idea weren't raising their income tax at all. It was just an easier way for them to pay us all.
Yeah.
And that it ain't no reason for them to cut down on their bond buying.
Well, you must have did something wrong in Summers, Lum. We wouldn't be on our way to the penitentiary right now if you hadn't.
Look, fellas.
Cedric, we're hurrying. Be quiet.
Yeah, leave us alone. Quit nagging us.
Doggies, look at there, Lum. Everybody turned around and gawking at us. Some of them are even smiling. Look at that Mose move.
Yeah, I was noticing that.
Those to be our friends.
Just shows you how cute your humans are. All are here to get enjoyment out of other folks' suffering. More of its curiosity, that's what it is.
Find out, here comes Dick Huddleston, the meeting. Look, he's even smiling, too.
Just human nature, I reckon. Howdy, Dick.
Hurry up, Lum. Mr. Partain's waiting for you and Abner.
Yeah, we know. Exactly what
you thought. Fellas are supposed to stand up on the platform beside Mr. Partain, so come on now, follow me.
Howdy, Mose. Here's Barton. Tom.
That's it, fellas. Stand right there. Yeah, all right, Grandpap, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Richard. All right, folks, simmer down. Quiet down to a bedlam. Ladies and gentlemen, I take a heap of pleasure in introducing Mr. Lloyd Partain, Associate Field Director in charge of agriculture of the, just a second here, of the War Finance Division of the United States Treasury Department. Mr. Partain.
Thank you, Mr. Spears.
No, not at all, not at all.
Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody and the citizens of Pine Ridge, a little over 2 months ago, the Treasury Department appointed Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody co-chairmen of the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff. Since that time, we have kept a close watch over their work. And now, through their leadership and the fine cooperation of you citizens, Pine Ridge has won for itself a signal honor. The records show that every single family in your community has purchased a war bond and is continuing to purchase them 100%. And therefore, Pine Ridge has earned the title of America's first tea town.
Tea town, you mean we
got to
start drinking tea?
And so it is with sincere pleasure that I present to you, on behalf of the Treasury Department, this tea flag. And as it flies from your flagpole, we hope it will be a challenge to other American towns to emulate your excellent achievement.
Well, take the flag, Lon, or say something.
Granny, I don't know what to say.
Well, do something. I don't know what to do.
Here, give me the tea flag, Lloyd. I'll hoist it up on the pigeon-toed flagpole myself.
Grandpap, that ain't no way to talk to a government man.
No, watch yourself, Grandpap.
Grandpap is right. Hoist it up on the pigeon-toed flagpole.
Wait a minute, Lloyd. You ain't Leonard Partain's boy from over near Green Ridge, are you?
Why, sure.
By Jiminy, you must have known Lawrence Finkson, the feller with one webbed foot.
Know him? Why, listen, I even know Clyde.
Clyde? Now, who's Clyde?
Why, Clyde is a duck that Lawrence's mother was fighting by.
Oh, okay.